Blackstone Audio presents Bark Stories by Laurie Moore. This book is read by Laurie Moore.
Debarking. Ira had been divorced 6 months and still couldn't get his wedding ring off. His finger had swelled dully around it, a combination of frustrated desire, unmitigated remorse, and misdirected ambition, he said to friends. I'm going to have my entire finger surgically removed. The ring, supposedly gold, though now that everything he had ever received from Marilyn had been thrown into doubt, who knew, cinched the blousy fat of his finger, which had grown around it like a fucking happy vine.
Maybe I should cut off the whole hand and send it to her, he said on the phone to his friend Mike,
with whom he worked at the State Historical Society. She'll understand the reference. Ira had already ceremoniously set fire to his dove-gray wedding tux, hanging it on a tall stick in his backyard, scarecrow style, and igniting it with a Bic lighter. That sucker went up really fast, he gasped apologetically to the fire marshal after the hedge caught too and before he was brought overnight to the local lockdown facility. So fast, maybe it was, I don't know, like the residual dry cleaning fluid. You'll remove that ring when you're ready, Mike said now. Mike's job approving historical preservation projects on old houses left him time to take a lot of lenient parenting courses and to read all the lenient parent books. Here's what you do for your depression. I'm not going to say lose yourself in charity work. I'm not going to say get some perspective by watching our country's news each evening and by contemplating those worse off than yourself, those, say, who are about to be blown apart by bombs.